Hello, this is Iyabo at CoachIyabo.com, and today I have a leadership question for you that will affect how you operate your business. Do you fundamentally believe in struggle? Do you believe that life is a struggle and that from the minute you come out the womb, everything is a major fight? And you have to fight to get what you want, and you have to strive against forces to accomplish and win and be on top. A lot of people are not aware that this is their belief system. I don't believe in struggle. I have believed it, but I do believe that it is wise to reprogram my mind to focus on making appropriate effort. Now, I'm not telling you you're not going to have to make effort, but just like we've talked about the difference between just taking random action and taking inspired action, I believe effort is targeted, focused with a specific goal in mind. And I believe that you plan to make effort. You don't, whereas when you're struggling, you know, there's no plan involved. It's all reaction. You're seeing a wall and you're feeling you have to push against that wall. And the truth of the matter is that the universe is more friendly than that. I really believe that we live in a friendly world. Think about it. You came onto planet Earth and you needed oxygen. And guess what? You came out of your mother's womb and you started breathing. Your organs started breathing on their own. None of us have ever been in danger of losing all the oxygen in the world so that we can't breathe anymore. Yes, if you have a lung incapacity like emphysema, you may have that fear and you may not be able to breathe properly. But for the most part, if your lungs are working properly, we all have plenty of oxygen. And if you don't, you just step outside if you're in a closed building and you do better with the oxygen. Well, oxygen is the reason you know you're alive. Oxygen is what fuels your body and brings strength to you. So today I want to ask you about that. Do you believe this is a friendly universe? So here's the oxygen. The food that we naturally eat grows on trees and plants. If you know which tree or plant to grow, you will have food. The animals that we eat, what can we do to create them? Cows, fish, they're in the ocean. You can fish and find them. So on a very basic level, everything that we need to survive is here. Yes, there are threats many times to our survival, but are we focused enough on the resources that are available for us and that support us and are there for us? Now, what does this have to do with your business or with your capacity as a leader? As a leader, you want to make sure you have vision. So you want to make sure that vision is attainable, and you know it takes effort to get to that vision. So here you are painting a vision for your tribe, for the group of people that you lead. And I want to see you having this idea that with effort, you can get to your goal and that it doesn't have to be a struggle. Don't preach struggle. Don't market struggle. Market effort. Market ease. Market attainable goals. That's what you want to do. Because, and the reason what prompted me to do this audio today was, on Facebook, I was watching a couple of coaches over the last few days, and everything that they put out there is a pat on the back that they're dealing with the struggle. I'm struggling with this, and I'm overcoming it. And da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, how is that supposed to impress me or help me? That doesn't work for me. I'm someone that I want to be efficient in how I deliver the output of my focus and energy. So now if you would like help with this type of thing in terms of not struggling and moving your vibration from struggle to just a proper effort, directed effort, you know where to find me. I'm at coach@coachiyabo.com. Have an awesome day.